to start the day. Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
Hey!
Heyo!
Happy Taco Tuesday, Cheyenne.
A Taco Tuesday right after Cinco de Mayo? Say less.
We are feeling very connected to one of my favorite cultures on the planet, which is the Mexican culture. Shout out to my Mexican friends and family.
It is phenomenal.
I enjoyed my Cinco de Mayo.
I did also.
My wife is like, you made so much guacamole. You will eat it all. We are not wasteful people. And I was like, touche.
Did you eat
a lot
it?
Of jalapenos.
Ooh.
Yeah.
How's
it was
the tum-tums?
I had it with a couple meals. It was
okay.
Fun. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I also finished my guacamole. I did go home and I added lime to it so that it wasn't as dry. Much better.
And
it was much better.
It needed some life.
You know what? My portions were off. It was
all
a
good.
Little off.
Guac off champion 2025, Nico. Let's go.
Yeah.
Hey, competition will be open again next year if you guys want to bring it.
I will be putting a lot more effort into it next year.
Today, very important day, guys.
Okay, why?
Today is National Teacher Appreciation Day.
Oh, love that.
And National Teacher Day, just straight up.
Well, shout out to Mrs. Avila, who deals with my 8-year-old.
Absolutely.
Shout out to her, because she deserves the world.
Also, my son is homeschooled, and my wife is his educator.
Shout out to Dana.
Shout out to Brooklyn Dana.
What are you doing for her tonight? Because she deserves
the
world also.
I got something brewing for Mother's Day coming up on Sunday.
I love that.
Because I'm golfing on Saturday. One of my buddies is like, no, you pretty much have to leave that weekend wide open. I was like, yeah, I'm going to take real good care of her on Sunday.
I love
okay?
that.
So, we're going to squeeze in a little activity also. Don't forget, guys, if you're looking for something to check out this week, on Thursday, the 60th Academy of Country Music Awards are happening, 5 p.m. on Prime Video. Check out the ACMs. It's a great award show.
You don't need a membership to watch it. So if you're not a Prime member, first of all, how rude. I love Amazon Prime. It's my favorite thing in the whole wide world.
How people don't live without Prime nowadays.
I don't either.
It's
hard question.
It's like
$90
a year, so do that.
It's really not that bad.
But you don't have to do it.
You don't have to. If you don't have a membership, you can still watch it. Reba's hosting for her 18th year, and you can also catch performances by Blake Shelton, Cody Johnson, Kelsey Ballerini, Lainey Wilson, pretty much everybody.
Yeah, Reba's got it locked down at this point.
She's one of my favorite hosts because she knows the limits of her comedy ability.
She's cutesy.
And she doesn't overreach.
Yeah, she does the little cutesy thing.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all. Y'all gonna have a good time.
She's very cutesy, very demure.
All right, so check out the 60th Academy of Country Music Awards coming up on Thursday. And also, I hope you've been listening out for those clues, because we're gonna give you another shot at the secret sound coming up at 7:30. That's it?
Yep.
Okay. Love you.
Some good. Mostly bad. Nico breaks the news.
Camel Country 107.9.
Ooh, we got a big one, Cheyenne.
Okay.
We got a big one on the line.
Tell me.
We're going to call Jose with some amazing news.
Ooh.
Aaron, his best friend.
Yeah.
Needs to ask him to play a big role in his wedding coming up.
Stop it.
Jose!
Are we going to be a part of it?
Yes!
That's so cool.
He's going to be a best man.
I love that.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jose?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Jose, it's Nico from Nico Breaks the News.
Yeah, you just keep calling.
I know. I had to get in touch with you. I have some very important news today.
Okay.
I have news from your best friend, Aaron.
Oh, okay. Hopefully it's good news.
Well, lock in, Jose. He wanted to let you know that you've been best friends for 10 years. Which you probably knew that already.
Well, thank God he got you to tell me.
Yeah, well, he said that you guys have been through the most amazing times together, and he wants to let you know that his wedding to Vanessa wouldn't be the same if you weren't by his side as his best man.
Oh, no way. That's incredible.
I'm serious.
Wow.
That was from him.
Wow.
Not me.
Yeah, honestly, I was nervous about this, so this is incredible. I didn't know if he was going to ask me.
Aww.
He didn't really ask you. It's more of like he would be happy if you were by his side. So it was kind of like a suggestion.
Okay. So he's asked you to ask me.
Yeah, don't get caught up in the weirdness, okay? Just be happy, Jose.
No, this is incredible news, though. This is great. It's really made my day.
Nice.
Wow. Made our day, too.
No, this is my honor, honestly, to do this. I can't wait.
Amazing. He also went on to say that you now have to plan the bachelor party, and they want to go somewhere awesome. Right. So start planning, my friend, okay?
No pressure.
No pressure. Yeah.
Jose, it's Nico and Cheyenne from Camel Country. Congratulations on this amazing honor,
my
friend.
This is like the sweetest thing in the whole wide world.
No, this is really great news, honestly. Thank you guys so much. So,
was there a chance that you thought he might not
ask me? Yeah, I had that question too.
Who was in the running?
I was a little concerned. I feel like I was in the running with somebody else. So,
well, good news is you won that race. Yay. You won the race, so congratulations.
Yeah, I was the pick. I prevailed, so that's really the most important thing.
Nico breaks the news. Mornings at 6:15 and 8:15.
On Camel Country 107.9.
It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
Now, this news is semi-old, but it's also developing.
I love a good developing story because I love goodies and I love treats.
This bar in Tempe.
Tempe Tavern.
It's known as an Arizona State University bar where underage people can go and drink.
Yes.
And there was a task force or something put together by Tempe police, and they busted that place, and they busted it bad.
173 people were arrested, and 165 of them were underage.
173 people got busted for drinking illegally.
Yes.
That is in one spot.
In one spot at a bar.
Is that a lot of fake IDs? Is that like, how can you get 173 people with good fake IDs?
Here's where I'm at. And before I make this statement, I want to make it super clear.
Yes.
I am very much against underage drinking, although I know that I have done it. So I don't want to sound like a hypocrite, right? Uh-huh, yeah. I'm not a hypocrite. I fully understand and wish that I would not have done it as I did as a kid, right?
Yeah.
That being said, I think that this comes down to the bar not implementing it enough. This is a total mismanagement from the owner all the way down to the wait staff.
Like, yeah.
You guys didn't care.
This was definitely the doorman looked the other way.
1,000% because it was bringing money in.
Yeah, they were making tons of money. Yeah. It was packed all the time. Wouldn't you know it was packed with underage people.
Weird.
Now, while I was a fake IT user of my day, I actually went to school with a kid that was much older than me, 3 years older than me. So obviously he was 21 and I was still 18 years old. And he had a fake ID. We looked very similar, like very similar. And especially in his photo on his ID, like I could definitely pass for him. I went to a bar one time and I walked into the bar and he was three people behind me.
Oh.
So he didn't even realize it. He comes walking through the door and he goes, oh my God, we just showed the same ID to the doorman, three people apart. And I was like, oh my God.
But again, not, you know.
Yeah, they weren't super concerned.
Yeah, and I think that honestly, that's where the issue starts. And what's crazy, when we talk about it developing, the development of it is that the bar, Tempe Tavern, has started selling shirts, like legit merch.
Yeah.
That say,
never forget.
R9/11.
Our 9/11.
Stop it.
Tavern strong.
Look, I am here 100% for a well-placed merchandise drop for something that you just want to own.
They literally posted on their social media, they hit the second tower.
No, it's disgusting. It's disgusting.
I am not here for this.
I'm not either.
It's all fun and games until you take this liberty to post about the incident that happened at your bar because you guys run a trash situation.
Yeah, it's not okay. And like, it's not, and honestly, I'm not hitting on any of the kids that were there. I'm not knocking any of you. We've all done it. I've never had a fake ID, but like, we've all been there. But the fact of this merch, I can't get behind it. It's disgusting.
Yeah.
It's absolutely disgusting. But
the reputation of having cheap booze, good music, and anybody can get in, it bit them in the butt, and I'm kind of happy about it.
I am too, especially after this. But it is what it is. We've all done it.
Yeah.
So tell us your underage drinking story.
602-894-5653. Text us, call us, get in touch, Camel Nation. True story, Riley Green gave Cheyenne some of his drink at Country Thunder this year.
We shared liquid.
He did not check her ID, though.
No, he did not. Well, he
is just like the doorman at Tempe Tavern.
I look well over the age of 21.
So you guys have heard this story. The bar got busted for 173 underage drinkers, which is crazy.
At one time.
You can only get away with the whole, I've been checking their IDs for so long, bud. After 120, you know, you screwed up pretty bad.
Yeah.
So anyway, the story happened a couple weeks ago, but it translated into, we are now selling merch.
Not we as a station, them.
Not them. Not them. Us. Them. And so that's why we're bringing it up, because
it's kind of
apparently
gross.
Like the owner even said, oh, that's one of my staff members. I didn't approve it, blah, blah. Yeah, right, dude.
Why you keep lying, man?
All right. We got somebody on the phone. Camel Country, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I heard you guys talking about IDs and stuff, and I had a little tidbit.
Yeah, yes. What's your name?
So my name is Charlie, and I grew up with an alcoholic dad, so I was always opposed to drinking, but I was going to college in Flagstaff, and I was very poor, and this place called Granny's Closet sold 10-cent chicken wings, but only in the bar. And so I needed a fake ID
to get chicken wings
the bar so I could eat some chicken wings.
I love that.
And so I forged with my friend a whole bunch of like legal documents and actually got a driver's license with my picture and his information.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And it worked for a year and a half until I got pulled over and I handed the cop the wrong ID.
No! Charlie, you ratted yourself out.
They actually charged me with felony four forgery, and I went to prison for 2.5 years.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
So that's my story for against fake IDs.
That's wild. But you're not wrong. That is forgery. Like, that's...
For chicken wings, Charlie.
Yeah.
Who was your lawyer, bro?
No chicken wing is worth that.
No. That is crazy. Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, all good. Enjoy your drink.
Thank you for the story.
That's a great story,
also,
Charlie.
Also, those chicken wings at Granny's must be legendary. 10-cent wings?
They actually really suck.
But they were 10 cents.
This was in 1990s.
Okay.
Yeah. And, oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, I was donating plasma to like buy Taco Bell at the time, and I was like, damn it, I need an ID. I gotta go get some chicken wings.
Hey, Charlie, I've been there.
I feel you, man.
I've done that same thing, so I get it.
Thanks for telling us the story, Charlie.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Right on, guys.
Have a great day.
Have a fun day. Thank you.
Good morning, Camel Nation congregation. It's time to get up on your feet. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Woo.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say it like for the next 10 days straight. Your 2025 Guac Off Campione, Nico Petro. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Hey.
You know, usually when you hit a home run, you just run the bases once. This dude's on his sixth lap, and the rest of the game is like, can we still play?
Of clapping.
They're like, still running up the score.
We're proud of you. Good job.
Thank you.
Shauna from Surprise, what do you got for us?
I am so excited to get to celebrate this with you.
Okay, what is it?
I got a new puppy recently, and it has been a nightmare getting him to potty train. It has been a struggle bus up in here, I swear. But this week, we've had a whole week with no accidents. Woo. He is fully potty trained. He has this cute little bell. He rings it. He lets me know when it's time to go outside.
Stop it! That's so cute.
I'm like, whoo! Yes, we are officially potty trained in this house. Can I get an amen?
Amen! Amen.
Woohoo!
That's awesome. Well, congratulations and good job, because that's not an easy task.
No.
Oh, tell me about it.
Becca and Gilbert, what do you got for us this morning?
I just want to say that my son, 17, we have had a really rough time, and we didn't think this day was going to come, but he pulled through, and we just found out that he's going to graduate high school.
No way!
Can I get an amen?
Amen! Woo! Hallelujah! you to that. That one deserves a full-on praise.
Trust me when I tell you, I know that relief of finally getting the green light that you're graduating, Becca.
Nico almost didn't graduate.
Very true. Man, that's so good.
Feels good.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Yeah, it has been a rough time, but I'm so proud of him. He's doing it.
Let's go.
Now kick him out the house. I'm just kidding.
Bye.
If anything happens in your life, big or small, that you want to celebrate, we're here for you.
Yeah, so that's why we do Can I Get an Amen? So that you can tell us, and then we can all give you an amen.
Amen.
Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 107.9.
It is time for the secret sound. We do it every single weekday morning at 7:30 a.m. We give you an opportunity to win a crazy prize.
It's a pair of tickets to see Kenny Chesney in the Sandbar at the Sphere and a two-night hotel stay at the Westin in Las Vegas.
She thinks my tractor's sexy. Woo. It really turns her on.
All right.
Them's boots stomping songs.
You know the prize. You know what's up for grabs. Have you been listening out for the clues?
I only heard yesterday something about liquid.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's play the secret sound.
All right.
Camel Country 107.9.
The secret sound.
Ladies and gentlemen. It's time for the secret sound. Cheryl in Queen Creek, this is the sound.
All right, Cheryl, what do you think the secret sound is?
Okay, is it a glow stick? You know the glow sticks with the liquid that you have to snap open before they will illuminate?
I hear what you're hearing.
I know exactly the sound of that glow stick.
Yes, I had glow sticks at my birthday party on Saturday.
Of course you did.
Cheryl, no, it's not.
It's not it.
Was a great guess, though. Yeah. It is liquid. I can't say any more of the clues. If you want to find them, Camel Nation, they're on our website, camel1079.com. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning.
You know what I love about Jelly Roll, Cheyenne?
Other than the obvious, it's Jelly Roll, and just all around, he's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But what do you love?
Which is also part of that, his honesty.
He is super honest and very transparent, and I love that.
The dude will tell you everything about himself, and he was on Jimmy Kimmel, and he talked about a performance he had at Princeton University, where his usual mix of music and storytelling, he said, felt super flat. And the students didn't really engage with his performance at all.
No. Like, they just sat there like bumps on the log?
Let's be honest. An Ivy League school. No offense. No, let me preface it with no offense.
It's any Ivy Leaguers. With a felon.
I'm like, what? They're not Jelly Roll people.
Yeah.
So of course, it probably didn't really hit as much as it could have hit.
Well, also, Jelly Roll's storytelling is about his life.
Yeah.
And the drugs and the partying and the arrests. Like, of course it's going to fall short at Princeton. Like, come on, man. What did you expect?
They're all like, okay, convict.
Yeah.
Tell us more, convict. I understand now, convict.
Super relatable.
I have interviewed several celebrities in my time. And I would say that one of my biggest artist interviews was with Janet Jackson.
You got to interview Janet Jackson?
Yes.
That's so cool.
Now, while one would think, well, that's really cool, Nico, it was not cool.
What happened?
I shall explain. We used to always do these album release parties at Best Buy in Times Square. And Best Buy in Times Square was very noisy. It was huge. There was a lot of chaos happening. And let's just say chaos and Janet Jackson don't really go together all that well.
Like, she doesn't handle chaos well?
Like, she does not get involved.
Oh.
She is not accommodating. She is Janet Jackson. She's Janet Jackson.
She literally makes her own rules.
So I had the challenge of like speaking to her while, mind you, we're in a store in Times Square in New York City. It's crazy. Hustle, bustle, loudness. So everything I said or asked her, like there were no in-ear monitors or anything like that.
Right.
It was just me standing there with a microphone interviewing Janet Jackson in front of a million people going, Janet, 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 oh my God, Janet. So, like, I just tried to get, like, hey, are you excited to be here? Like, I just tried to get the basics out. And she was like,
what?
And I'm like, no!
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 That's awful.
No, it's not going to go well. From second one, I knew this was not going to go well at all.
No, no, no.
It was so uncomfortable. I was sweating through my t-shirt. You can see it in the photos. I was like, this is Janet Jackson. Nico, please don't screw this up. And I tried my best, but she couldn't hear me. So basically, I just handed her the microphone. I said, do you want to say anything to these people that are here for you? And she's like, thank you for being here. And that was it. Like,
That
was it.
Girl.
That was it. Crash and burn.
I feel like that was such a terrible day around circumstance. Like, it wasn't that you fell flat.
Right,
it's it kind of was what it was.
I knew there was nothing I could do to save it or make anything out of it. So literally, I just gave her a platform to stand there and talk to her fans. And then, like, I faded in the background.
That's
like,
wild.
I was like Homer Simpson going into the bushes.
Yep. Like, that's crazy, though.
So, we want to hear about your worst day at work.
Because why not?
602-894-5653. When did it just not click for you? Call us up, Camel Nation. Ryan in Surprise. You heard about Jelly Roll's situation, his worst day at work. He couldn't get the crowd going, and it was really frustrating. And that's got to suck, especially for a big named artist like him.
Talk about an ego burst.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, so what happened to you at work?
I was a forklift operator, and I had a big night out the night before, got way too overserved, and still had to go into my shift the next day, and I didn't want to not go into my shift. So I, probably not a wise decision, but I was super hungover, and I went into work, and I wasn't performing too well, and the controls kind of took over. Basically, I was in the warehouse, and I put the forks into a huge wall shelf of inventory that ended up knocking over 6 shelves of very expensive inventory, and I no longer have that job.
Oh my gosh. That's like not good.
It was bad.
Were you one of those videos that went around like with all the shelves falling?
If there is a video, I don't want to see it.
Dude.
You were that guy. That's a bad day.
Was everybody okay? Because that looks dangerous.
Nobody got hurt.
Oh, thank God.
Yes.
Your ego got hurt and your employment also
got
hurt. That's unfortunate.
Yep.
Well.
So, new job. You're staying away from forklifts, right?
At least for a while.
I refuse to do it. It's Nico and Cheyenne. Morning, y'all.
Morning. Refuse to do what?
Get my real ID. I have a real ID. It was government issued. It was given to me. And it doesn't expire until 2043.
And now you're just putting your foot down. You don't want to get the travel real ID.
Well, this new one, it expires in like 10 years.
Yes, that's true.
I'm like, wait a sec. I got one that expires in 25 years. Isn't that better?
It is optional as long as you don't mind not flying anywhere.
Well, you have your passport because you fly all the time.
I normally travel with my passport anyway because I'll be honest with you. I had an expired ID from New York City for a long time because in New York City, the DMV is not like here. You wait hours. I'm talking.
We are now serving 10,453 at window number 275.
Like,
that's wild.
It's that crazy. So it's an experience where I literally did not get my ID checked ever. So it didn't matter. So when I got here, I thought I was going to have to go through the whole rigmarole of like the testing and blah, blah, blah. And it was so easy. I walked right in. I was like, hey, I'd like to renew my license or transfer it from New York City to Arizona. And they're like, yeah, sure, no problem. 5 minutes later, I'm out the door with one that expires in 25 years.
I had that very close to the same experience moving from Washington down here.
Yeah,
it was
amazing.
In and out. California, they make you retest. Like, you have to redo all the testing and stuff.
Yeah.
No. Nah. Here, it was just like, oh.
Nothing. They were like,
you
cool.
have a pulse?
Hey.
Here's your new license.
Hey, Nico, you look like a nice guy. We'll renew you for another 20 years.
It was definitely kind of like the honor system, for sure.
Yeah. I was like, trust me.
I am who I am.
I am here. Like, anyway, so you went through the process. You made your appointment. And was there any other information that you had to give aside from like what you would do for a driver's license? Like, what's the difference is what my question is.
Oh, in the actual license?
Yeah.
It's got a star on it?
Yeah. It does have a star.
Okay.
Yep.
like you just passed kindergarten.
Gold star for you.
So that's it. That's the only difference. I mean, and they're going to start putting this into effect tomorrow.
May 7th, yes.
So if you don't have one of these stars on your identification, you cannot travel with just the ID.
That's what I'm told.
Okay. I'm an overachiever. I've had my real ID, my travel ID, since 2020. So I was really well off, really well set.
But that was kind of, my wife also has one, which is hilarious because we renewed our licenses at the exact same time and they gave her the option of doing the real ID.
They didn't give you the option?
No, I was just trying to get out of there without taking any tests because I knew I would have to do the driving test. They didn't make me do a driving test.
Do you think you could pass a driving test today?
100%. But also, good. What if I didn't know how to drive, Cheyenne? They did not test me at all.
They're just like, he's in New York.
Yeah.
It's a shot.
No clue whatsoever. So, get it, because you can't travel without it unless you have a passport tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Abe, was it pretty easy to get in and get your ID?
I mean, thankfully, yes, because of the appointment. Because there is a walk-up line if you want to brave that, but you will be there for hours. New York style.
New York style DMV.
Nice.
So, but the crazy thing is, though, my appointment just happened, and I made that appointment 4 weeks ago.
Well, there you go.
So
that's
if you
wild.
Are trying to make an get appointment, ahead of as it. Of hearing this, you might not even get one in the month of May. I don't know. It's just, it's going to be crazy for a little while.
That's wild.
But make the appointment, because you will walk in and out in 15-20 minutes.
There you go. Make the appointment. Real ID being instituted into travel tomorrow. So make sure you got one. Other than that, get a passport.
We're all ready to travel, all three of us.
Yeah,
love that.
I still don't want to do this, but I will.
We're not going anywhere, so it's fine. Did you make an appointment yet?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so you're just
I was a little worried about it. I'm like, it's unnecessary. It's a government grab. Cash.
It is.
It's a cash grab.
It's $25 that they need.
Here, take my 25. Goodbye. Shout out to Dr. Swift.
Who?
Not only one of the coolest names for a doctor, but also a teacher that I had in high school who helped me graduate high school on this teacher appreciation day.
I know the teacher you speak of, not because I know him, but because you have told me about this person multiple times.
He made big moves in my life.
He did. We can thank him for the Nico standing here today.
The story would have been very different had he not had an intervention with me and been like, he was also English, which was kind of cool. Ooh. Did you ever have an English teacher?
No.
Not like a teacher taught English.
But like, cheerio.
Yeah, he was like, Nico, mate.
That's not
I don't know why he sounds like Jason Statham, but.
And also Australian? Like, that's.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't Australia.
I don't know what was happening
here. That was Jason Statham, the proper English. He goes, Nico, mate, it doesn't look good for you. You're going to have to do everything all over again. And I was like, but I didn't do it the first time. So, not that bad.
We're proud of you.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Any teacher you want to shout out to throughout your life?
I would shout out Mr. Duray and Mr. Bailey. All my really good teachers were all male teachers because they didn't put up with my nonsense.
Okay.
And also, they were just really great teachers as a whole. So Mr. Duray, I had him all 4 years through high school. He was what you call like your connections teacher. He's the teacher that helps you with like your senior project and all these things, make sure you have all of your credits. He was just a really like big staple in my high school career. And then Mr. Bailey was my speech and debate teacher. So you guys can thank Mr. Bailey for my ability to debate you till my last breath.
That guy.
Yeah, damn it. And then Mr. Olmstead, actually my sixth grade teacher, he taught me that bullying was not going to define who I was going into middle school because I got bullied really hard 6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
Oh,
like really, really hard. But he was like not having it. So
good for him,
shout
man.
Out to him too.
Shout out to him. Shout out to all the teachers. You guys make a huge impression. You're the biggest part of our kids' lives through their education, and we appreciate you for that.
Can I do an opposite of a teacher shout out?
Yeah.
What is that?
What a teacher I hated.
Oh.
She was awful.
This is a teacher unappreciation day.
Her name
shout
was
out.
Mrs. Schatz. Kid you not.
Schatz fired.
She was my 4th grade teacher and my older brother's 4th grade teacher, and she was atrocious. She was so mean. She hated me.
Dang.
And I think it was because I was chatty.
I think I never really had a relationship with a teacher that was that toxic.
Oh, like yeah,
that.
she was terrible.
I think they gave up on me way early.
They're like, this kid. They're just like,
why am I
off.
Even going to be mean to this kid? On that note, that's a secret sound. have another guest tomorrow. Before we say adios, amigos, a reminder that you can get on our website, camel1079.com. We have the hints now listed on the website.
So you can see all of the hints, and they do lead you in the right direction.
Yeah.
So go get them.
Yeah, no,
as they should.
They're
as
very
they
helpful. Should.
They are very helpful. Very helpful.
Don't do a shot in the dark thing, because it's not working for
That's
you guys.
That's dumb. If you get through the line, why would you shot in the dark?
Clearly, it's not working for you guys. You are not even close. So check out camel1079.com. Get the hints. Answer, guess the secret sound tomorrow morning, and good luck.
This is Nico and Cheyenne.
Camel Country 1079.